Track 10 Celebrity Spotlight. Before we hear who's in the spotlight today, let me read you a letter we received on behalf of our listener Diane from her husband. He writes, "My wife was very impressed by the tribute to Doris Day on your last tape. She's always been a great fan of the star and has watched all of her films and has written to her and received a letter from her and a signed photo thanking her for contacting her." That's wonderful, Diane. We appreciate it. Thank you. Well, Tony is here now to tell us about one of the most famous crooners of all time. And yes, I'm sure you can all guess who that is.
Continuing our celebrity spotlight link to the musical memories section of this recording, we take a look at the life of Harry Lillis. Who's that, I hear you ask? Well, if I add his surname, Crosby, can you guess?
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule?
Harry Lillis Bing Crosby Jr., born in May 1903, was an American singer and actor. The first multimedia star, he was one of the most popular and influential musical artists of the 20th century worldwide. Crosby was a leader in record sales, network radio ratings, and motion picture grosses from 1926 to 1977. He was one of the first global cultural icons. He made over 70 feature films and recorded more than 1,600 songs. His mother was a second-generation Irish-American. His father was of Scottish and English descent, and an ancestor, Simon Crosby, emigrated from the Kingdom of England to New England in the 1630s during the Plymouth Rock. They don't go back much further than that in the United States of America. How did Harry get his nickname Bing? Well, he confirmed that it was in fact a neighbour, Valentine Hobart, in around 1910, who had named him Bingo from Bingville, after a comic feature in the local paper called the Bingville Bugle, which the young Harry liked. In time, Bingo got shortened to Bing. By 1925, Crosby and Al Rinker, his singing partner, were in Los Angeles earning $75 each a week. That's over $1,300 in today's money. They were resident musicians and singers in between silent movies at huge theatres known as the Lowe's Circuit, travelling the States. Crosby's vocal style helped take popular singing beyond the belting it out associated with Al Jolson and Billy Murray, who had been obligated to reach the back seats in New York theatres without the aid of a microphone. As music critic Henry Pleasance noted in The Great American Popular Singers, something new had entered American music, a style that might be called singing American, with conversational ease. The new sound led to the popular epithet crooner. Mixing music styles in syncopation and jazz, Crosby was a hit with students and the general public by 1931. 10 of the top 50 records of that year featured Bing. The following year, he made the first of 55 feature films in which he was a headline star, the musical comedy The Big Broadcast. He would appear in over 80 films in total. It wasn't all clean-cut entertainment for Crosby. He reportedly had a problem with alcohol abuse between the late 1920s and early 1930s, spending 60 days in jail for drinking and crashing his car during Prohibition. This was a period where production and use of alcohol were outlawed, creating a black market and lack of checks on the prohibited alcohol that was being sold undercover. He got his drinking under control in 1931. Perhaps this is what led him, in 1977, to tell TV host Barbara Walters that he thought marijuana should be legalized because he believed it would make it much easier for the authorities to exert proper legal control over the market. There were also claims that he had ties with the mafia since the 1920s. We've heard this sort of accusation before. Remember our coverage of Frank Sinatra? Crosby won the Academy Award for Best Actor for his performance in Going My Way in 1944 and was nominated for its sequel, The Bells of St. Mary's, in 1945, opposite Ingrid Bergman, becoming the first of six actors to be nominated twice for playing the same character. Crosby was the number one box office attraction for five consecutive years from 1944 to 1948. At his screen apex in 1946, Crosby starred in three of the year's five highest-grossing films, The Bells of St. Mary's, Blue Skies, and The Road to Utopia. In 1963, he received the first Grammy Global Achievement Award. Crosby is one of 33 people to have three stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in the categories of motion pictures, radio, and audio recording. He was also known for his collaborations with his friend Bob Hope, starring in the Road to films from 1940 to 1962. A keen businessman, Crosby invested $50,000 in the California electronics company Ampex to build copies of a reel-to-reel tape recorder, the very latest high-quality audio technology. He then persuaded ABC to allow him to tape his shows and became the first performer to pre-record his radio shows and master his commercial recordings onto magnetic tape. In addition to his work with early audio tape recording, Crosby helped finance the development of videotape, brought television stations, bred racehorses, and co-owned the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball teams. Crosby has been associated with the Christmas season since he starred in Irving Berlin's musical Holiday Inn and also sang White Christmas in the film of the same name, which we shall hear all about in our musical memories section. In October 1977, Crosby flew to Spain and played 18 holes of golf at a course near Madrid. He was in good spirits throughout the day and was photographed several times during the round. At the ninth hole, construction workers building a house nearby recognised Crosby, and when asked for a song, Crosby sang Strangers in the Night. As Crosby and his party headed back to the clubhouse at around 6:30 p.m., he said, "That was a great game of golf, fellas. Let's go have a Coca-Cola." Those were his last words. About 20 yards from the clubhouse entrance, Crosby collapsed and died instantly from a heart attack. At Reina Victoria Hospital, Crosby was administered the last rites of the Catholic Church and was pronounced dead at the age of 74. A massive star of radio, music, films and TV, Bing Crosby pioneered not only a new way of singing, a laid-back crooner style, but the very equipment that made that style possible: amplified microphones, video technology and tape recording. The medium with which we can produce recordings to you is not entirely, but quite a bit, because of Bing Crosby.
That's an Irish lullaby.
you, Tony, the unmistakable voice of Bing Crosby.